The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Meantime, a lot of restaurants have managed to stay alive during the pandemic by utilizing their outdoor dining spaces. But we were wondering what's going to happen in the States where it's about to get much colder. Well, in Boston, they're apparently going to try and just brave the cold. They're extending outdoor dining permits through December 31st.
Oh, no.
Boston 25 News has that story here. Let's get to that from Boston 25 News if we can. Go ahead. Over to you. Is everything playing?
Needs to be seen, but restaurant owners and staff we've been talking with are hopeful that the customers will keep coming when those temps really start to dip.
New England are tough people. We will brace Patriots games in the coldest of weathers, so I think we got this.
An optimistic outlook looking ahead to December 1st, when restaurants in Boston are now allowed to serve outdoors until...
The comfort food, maybe, for the winter. That would be awesome.
Could they put out some heaters? That'll be the only thing that keeps us from not sitting outside.
The city is waiving fees for outdoor propane space heaters. Electrical heaters can also be used as restaurants come up with ways to try to keep customers toasty through November.
We have a couple ideas that we do not want to reveal at this moment.
I think it's helpful. Hopefully people will be willing to sit out and, you know, enjoy the extended patio season with us.
The sprawling patio at the Beehive in Boston's South End has been buzzing since restaurants reopened for outdoor dining in June. Staff tell us they are thrilled to be able to keep it going past the previous plan of October 31st.
We're going to have plenty of heaters for everyone to stay warm, so we're ready.
I think restaurants are having a hell of a bad time, a rough time, and the more business they get, the better.
On a comfortable 60-degree September evening, people we spoke with predicting that the realities of New England weather on the horizon will not stop many from dining outdoors.
I'm ready. I'm up for it because I don't want to go home and cook. I'm alone. No, thank you.
Mayor Marty Walsh says the only thing that could really throw a wrench in this plan is significant snowfall that requires plowing. Boston's licensing board,
which they get every year,
willing to consider extensions past December 1st on a case-by-case basis. Now we ask people,
losing your audio there. Yeah, sorry, Drew, we've lost your audio. I think it'd be a little tough to be.
You'd just be like dining outside.
Wearing a whole snowsuit and a parka.
This is really good.
How's your chicken?
It's cold in 2 seconds.
How's your chicken?
It's really good.
Here comes a snowblower.
This is great. I'm glad we decided to do this. I need to get out of the house.
Yeah. Can you hurry up with the food?
It's not that bad.
It's really cold.
You know, if you keep drinking, it's fine.
I'm having a great time.
I'm glad you're...
Wow. It's so good to be out.
I'm glad we invited you.
Yeah, I'm having an awesome time, guys. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I need another hot toddy.
My hand's frozen to the fork.
It's not going to work, but that's okay. I hope so.
I can't feel my fingers.
Lisa's going into hypothermia.
Lisa.
Well, she's purple.
Lisa, stay with us.
Lisa's legitimately purple
Lisa,
right now.
Stay with us. We'll never forget you.
It's like the end of Titanic.
It is.
Lisa's holding on to the table. Oh, my God.
It's so cold there.
Well, and the thing is, so
Boston cold's a different cold.
Oh. Yeah.
I hang around a group of people that love to hang out in garages. Okay.
Oh, the garage people.
They're
garage
like garage. People. They're garage people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, like they're drinking in garages all the time. That's just what they do. And in the summer, it's like, fine, you know, the door's open, you know, everything's cool. But then like it starts to get colder and then the garage door closes. And then finally, like the heater's brought out.
Yeah.
And it's cold
in the garage.
In the garage when you're in a full shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about a heater outside that's just going to be there, but then the wind's going to be blowing right by it. Like, how are you going to,
like,
how's it going to warm anything?
I have
anything?
Outdoor heaters for my patio. I have, like, one. And it doesn't put off, even in the fall, I have it for the fall, it doesn't put off enough heat in the fall. I'm like right under it. I'm like, okay, I got a blanket. I'm so pretty cold. I think I'm gonna go in.
Yeah. You know?
So that won't work.
Yeah. You gotta be right near them. My grandpa was a garage person.
Really?
And he used to chill there, like, in the middle of winter, and he had these, like, old school heaters. Like, that's the one my windbreaker suit on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he braved it. But you're right, dude. It gets cold in there with full walls and a roof.
Listen, they've got all the heaters you could imagine, because they do the ice fishing and everything. And, yeah. And I've been in them, and they've, like, fired everything up. It's like, yeah, we're inside a garage, and it's this cold.
Yeah, let's hope for a mild fall for all the restaurant owners,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's the only way that they'll do well, because it's going to be bad, I think, in the winter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When, especially if flu season kicks in, mm-hmm. and people are worried about everything else. So we'll have to use them for takeout again.
Mm. Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah.
We've been following the Chris Evans boner scandal. Yes. Since it broke over the weekend. And I'll say this about the guy. I said before when we talked about it, he seems like a real decent dude, right? He does a lot of good charity work and that kind of thing. But this also, to me, proves that he's a fairly decent guy. I think most people, if they were going to be on a TV show a couple of days after that, they would tell their team, I'm not talking about my dick pic.
Right.
Right. Right.
I'm not.
Right.
Don't tell them they can't bring it up. If they ask me a question, I'm not going to talk about it. Chris Evans didn't do that.
Right. Hmm.
He was on the new Tamron Hall talk show yesterday. It premiered this week, I guess. And he talked about it. He is embarrassed. He admits. Here's how it played out on the show.
Chris Evans, you tweeted out something referencing, I think, you were trending over the weekend. Your brother even commented that he'd left social media for the weekend, logged back on, what I missed. You said, now that I have your attention, vote. What happened, Chris?
Did something happen this weekend?
You know what?
She saw
your brother. Go after your brother, first of all, because his tweet caught my eye. I don't know how your tweet didn't catch my eye, but his tweet caught my eye. What is he talking
really
about?
I was traveling from New York to D.C., and, you know, it's really busy. And
Mark, that is so nice of you to try to cover for Chris, but I will cut your mic off. Chris, how are you feeling? I mean, you've used this to get our eyes on something that is more important.
Yeah, that's called turning a frown upside down, Cameron. It was an interesting weekend full of... lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say, I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
Well, I am one of those fans. I'm one of those fans.
I bet you are.
Crazy, though. It's so crazy to know that everyone that you're about to talk to.
Has seen
your penis.
Absolutely. I was thinking that.
So
we're about
weird.
To ask you about it,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
What a weird world.
Yeah.
So we saw your dick. How'd that happen?
Oh, geez. Yeah, because I'd leave town.
Well, and the thing is, it's not like it takes a super sleuth to figure out. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he's like, well, you know how it happened. I accidentally posted it. I mean, like, it was an accident.
Right.
Like...
Obviously, he did not intend for the world to see his penis.
Yeah.
He's a major celebrity. You don't just throw that stuff out there for free.
And I feel like his tweet of his wiener definitely caught her eye. Because it caught my eye.
Yeah, sure, you can say
it didn't all she wants.
He's got a sense of humor about it.
He does, and I think, as crazy as it is, but we talk about it all the time, because he's not really hurting.
Because he's fine.
Right. Because he's got a decent size unit, it's a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
If Captain America had a micro dong, this would be a whole different situation.
Yeah, like think of poor, who's the guy who was Bane?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
He's hung like a mouse.
You know, like, think of all his penis stuff, and it's just such negative news for him.
Mm-hmm. That guy is still so hot, though.
I know, but still.
Even with his tiny little
what are you going to do?
Yeah, I just don't think about it.
What are you going to do?
You just fantasize about
he's
a bigger
so
wiener.
He's so hot, he doesn't even think about his little wiener.
Well, in fantasy, his is huge. In fantasy, his is huge.
Seems like it should be.
My fiance says the same thing.
It does.
Right?
It does.
He's so hot. Yeah.
Like, it's such a disappointment, she says, that he's so hot, but has such a little wiener.
And he's such a cool guy.
Yeah. With Tom Hardy? Or
yeah.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's a real cool guy, and it just sucks because he's had this happen
and it's gone the other way. Like Chris Evans, he's fine. It's no big deal.
Here's the thing about this. So there's really very little I could compare it to. Like if Sofia Vergara released nudes, and there have been some of her, I don't like what would be that much of a turnoff for me, like a tiny wiener would for a woman.
Hair.
Well, for her, well, you talk because of her boobs, of like they weren't what you thought.
Yeah, but I can see them. Like,
but if they
know?
Like,
what if she had a huge mole?
The bra brought them up or something.
Mole.
Or like just something. Like really that weird you. The weirdest nipples you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Like think about some of the crazy nipples we've seen on this show. Mm. So Sofia Vergara has these incredible boobs, but then like 2-inch long nipples.
Crazy nipples.
I could look past that.
Dave's like more for me to tug on.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying
anything can happen.
I think it would be it's harder for guys.
Well, you notice like this guy Chris Evans is playing Captain America. That's a bright, happy,
yeah,
you know, above average dong superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy plays dark Bane.
Right. He's so good at it.
Pain.
Yep.
I guess it adds up.
Mad Max.
Right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is if Chris Evans, Captain America, came out and he had a micro penis, like it would be a devastating blow to his self-esteem.
Yes.
You know, knowing the world, like cause people look up to Captain America.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Captain America. He'd be done as Captain America.
I think he is.
He'd right. try him one day on set and he'd be like, Just stop right there, Red Skull. God damn it. I can't do it.
Yeah, you don't have it anymore.
You've lost it. You've lost Captain America.
You were Captain America. Just, now you're just a shell of a man.
Just make me an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. We're not even doing that.
God damn you.
You're now going to be a bad guy.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
It's tough.
Right.
It would be tough.
But so if you're Tom Hardy, and I know that they probably don't care. Tom Hardy doesn't care. He's probably, if he's not married, he's swimming in a sea of endless bits.
Right.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a moment like this where one of yours got out, where it didn't look as impressive as it actually is.
That's devastating.
I would highly think about accidentally sending another one out.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Because he was aroused in his picture.
And that helps. Like he might be, it might shrink way back down to almost nothing.
Yeah. So you're saying Tom Hardy, you need to fire it up and take a pic and leave
it. If Tom Hardy really cared, which he doesn't really care.
He mustn't because he's done nude in films, right? If you have,
he doesn't
you
care.
Worried
doesn't
about
he
your
doesn't
penis,
care.
You would not agree to do that.
Right.
That's why I feel like Tom Hardy probably is just fine. That we've only seen a couple of him like
he's a grower.
He's a grower. Like he's in incredible shape.
There's like 15 pictures of him.
He doesn't care, clearly.
Nude. Yeah. Right, because he's done it in all sorts of different movies.
A great shot of him. My God.
Yeah. He does not care.
He has no problem with
it.
Very confident man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure that he's actually, like I said, if he fired that sucker up.
I don't know. Right. I mean, that's.
Oh, my God. There was one that looked like a.
It was a fake one.
There's a lot of fake ones.
Yeah. It's like hard to know who you're looking at. I don't know. I think he'd be fine. Like chicks would be able to handle whatever. Like they're like, okay, yeah, it's normal. Perfect.
Right.
You're Tom Hardy and it's normal. I'll take it.
Yeah.
He
obviously has no issue with it, as I said, because he's is that the picture we saw that because it does look very tiny there.
It's probably a real cold bathroom.
It's a cold bathroom.
It's a real cold bathroom. Poor guy.
Stop judging.
Poor guy. It's a real cold bathroom.
Oh, poor Tom Hardy.
Poor bugger.
But back to Chris Evans. Decent dude. And, willing to address it and just hopefully everyone can move on from his dick now. When you show the world, though, it's hard.
I feel like they never really do, though.
Like it'll always be with him. Once your penis pick leaks, you're out.
Or licks.
Penis lick, limp pick.
Yeah.
Can't say the word.
It's a Freudian slip.
Yeah. Well, when it's out, it's out.
It's out. Yeah.
You know, there's no putting it back in the hole.
Yeah. Who would have thought Captain America is rocking Thor's hammer?
Well, he did. At the end.
He's doing okay.
Oh, that's right. He did,
These movies, wow.
Yeah.
The simulation.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said, I'm a thick Italian 7.5.
Hey.
But a micro when soft.
It happens.
Sometimes those growers would be embarrassed for their 6 o'clock to be released.
That's what I mean.
So like, next one. Someone told me Vin Diesel has a small penis. Mm.
This is the text that came in there.
Vin Diesel, workout dudes.
Vin Diesel strikes me as a guy who might.
Yeah. He's like one of those, like, workout dudes, maybe got in.
Right, and he's like overcompensating for something.
Mm. Yeah. He like acts so tough.
Could be it.
I don't know, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I couldn't help but think of our buddy James when I saw this first story out of Detroit. When a guy got into a gas station and lit a box of fireworks.
I saw this story.
James, oh, no. I imagine James, who used to work at a gas station.
Yes.
Manager. Behind the counter. How he would have reacted in the moment. Would you have pooped yourself? Would you have run for your life?
I wish I would have been the guy lighting the fireworks myself.
Yeah.
If I'm the employee behind there, I'm so pissed right now. I probably would have cracked my pants.
Yeah.
I would have been worried that the gas station is going to explode.
That was a real fear of yours.
Yeah, you know, this is going to spark something. Yeah. We're above all these tanks just full of flammable fuel.
Yeah.
And then some jackass is coming in here and lighting off a cake, a fireworks cake, just going everywhere. Then also, I'd be really worried about some of the snacks where you drop the firework. That's going to melt all that stuff.
Yeah.
Concern for the snacks.
I got to count all those things that are wasted to get rid of.
How much paperwork? How much paperwork are you doing?
More paperwork than I want to buy. the least amount of paperwork possible.
I know.
So Detroit police are looking for a suspect wanted for malicious destruction of property who set off not one, but an entire box of fireworks.
That's a lot.
Inside a gas station on the city's west side. There's no audio here. I'm going to add my own as we look at the video of this. So he comes in.
Oh my God. He puts the box down.
So
it's one of those ones you buy on the side of the road.
Yeah. There's the poor clerk behind the counter.
What is going on over there? Oh, no.
It's full on gigantic fireworks. Absolutely. That are.
Oh my God.
That's scary.
That's so like, mean.
Those things are trying to launch 300 feet in the air or whatever.
Yep.
And in that neighborhood, I would have just assumed it was a bomb.
Yeah.
So,
like in the cartoons, you just see the cloud of smoke. Like when somebody runs away, that's what would have been left behind the counter.
Yeah.
A cloud of smoke, and you would have seen the emergency exit door fleeing back and forth.
And I don't blame you, James.
It would have sounded like a bomb, too, when that first one hit the ceiling and then exploded.
And if there's anybody in the gas station, send it down! Run! We're going to die!
Yeah. Yep. That's all you hear as a man is running.
Save yourself.
He's running so fast his clothes tear away from his body and it's just a thong.
Man, the thong is ready from the gas station. They're going to think I'm the one that's going to work.
They're going to.
Then I'm going to get beat up and tased.
Yep. No, that's your curse.
This incident happened just before 10 o'clock at night. The suspect walked into the gas station in the 1900 block of West McNichols in Detroit. The suspect placed the box of fireworks on the floor. He's seen on video lighting the fireworks, then fleeing the location on foot. Believe it or not, not a ton of damage, just some damage to the ceiling tiles.
Mm.
But no injuries, luckily, reported because James fled.
It looks like the whole place was full of smoke. Like there'd be tons of smoke damage. Like how was there not fires everywhere?
Right.
You got to replace the ceiling. There's probably a crappy little drop ceiling.
So what's the motive? A prank?
They don't say.
What do you think?
Or something happened.
Like revenge. He wouldn't sell them booze.
It's probably revenge.
So he had some extra fireworks. How do you take care of that?
Like how much are one of those big boxes?
Like that one that he had?
Yeah.
It might have been like 50, 60 bucks.
That's what I mean. Like that's a lot of money
to invest. That's expensive revenge.
Oh, you probably stole it or something.
He might have fell off a truck. He might have known somebody that got it for 20. Or maybe it's part of those deals, because sometimes you can buy
the deals.
Around the 4th of July holiday. You buy one, you get two for free, you know?
Yeah.
Right, so maybe they're like, now they're trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So he got it cheaper. Who knows? But, and again, no word on what the motivation was at all. But luckily, the clerk was fine and the gas station didn't suffer too much damage. But it would scare the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah.
For me, what was creepy about the whole thing is how fast that whole store filled up with smoke.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much smoke comes off of fireworks.
No, you
oh,
don't.
Yeah. Okay, so here it's lit. One,
yeah, lit.
Two, three.
The first one launches, and there's a little bit of smoke.
Within
then they start going.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, now it's
smoke.
Just the whole place
now you
is
can't
full.
See anything. It's
and there's fireworks going down the aisles.
I can't believe the gas station is set up like that and in that neighborhood because they got all those candy bars and things like right there by the door. That's a very easy spot.
Like snatch and grab.
Snatch and grab.
Yeah.
That's a.
But that's probably the cheapest stuff they sell.
Yeah, you know what? That's
they sell. What am I trying to say? Sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smell and spell.
That's the cheapest stuff they smell. Yeah. No, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But you're right. Yeah, I'm going to run in to grab something, I'd rather you run in and grab like a Snickers bar and I take the, you know, do the paperwork on a missing Snickers bar, James.
Well, this is a lot easier.
Yeah, because they probably sell like a roll of toilet paper for $15, right?
Yeah, I guess. But
yeah.
At paperwork, you're like a cop on a beat. Like you're like, I don't want to fill out the paperwork. So
he always brings up the gas station paperwork.
It's half the job.
You got to fill out so much paperwork. Yeah. So now you got to fill out paperwork for the corporate, you know, for your corporation. Then you got to fill out some sort of a form for your district manager, and then you probably have to fill out paperwork from the police report.
Yeah,
like it's a nonstop paperwork. Plus, they still need you to do your cigarette and your alcohol audits.
Yeah,
so
boy.
I got to count every pack of cigarettes in the gas station for that week, and then I got to count all the beer and alcohol in the station for that week. On top of all the paperwork, trust me.
What a
joke!
I'll say this though: what a distraction. If you didn't mind,
what paperwork?
Like, well, no, but the cameras. Like, you throw that in. I mean, I hate to give people ideas, but you throw that thing in there, and then all of a sudden, it's like so full of smoke they couldn't tell what you took or didn't take.
Oh, I guess I'll go like full supermarket sweep in there.
Throw that in there, cause a little chaos.
Yeah,
there goes all those $15 rolls of toilet paper.
Yep.
That's so much paperwork.
Mm.
That is when someone clears out the whole store. I'm not sure I'd mess with a female sumo wrestling champion.
I didn't know they existed.
I didn't either, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
And there's a 27-year-old woman named Helen Del Popolo. She's from Westfield, New Jersey. She is a middleweight national champion in sumo wrestling. Well, she recently had her roommate move out. That roommate took Helen's cat named James Bond.
You're going to pay James for Bond. That.
Yeah. So what did Helen do? Well, Helen wanted to get her pussy back. Helen went to her former roommate's house in Pennsylvania. She brought her friend, a 34-year-old woman who's a mortician.
Oh, no.
She's
going to
do that.
The end of this whole thing, yeah.
But I'll get James Bond back. Yeah.
When the ex-roommate saw a sumo champ and a mortician breaking down her door to try and get James Bond back, she ran.
Yeah.
But then she fought back. In the end, though, Helen and Lauren got out of there with the cat. But now they've both been arrested for burglary, criminal trespass, and assault.
Huh. Sure.
Helen says she believes the charges will be dismissed, saying, quote, there was no striking or anything like that. Court will happen and everything will turn out right. I'm sure of it. I expect a full dismissal.
It's funny to bring a mortician with you.
I know Lisa's very interested in this story, but really, the only thing she really wants is to see James Bond.
Yes.
What does James Bond look like?
Well, I got a picture to show you.
There we go.
And we put a picture up at davidcheckthefreak.com.
There's James Bond.
Ooh,
yep.
Got to get James Bond back.
That is Helen. And that is James Bond, her pussy.
He's law. I'm back.
He's cool.
I love him.
He's got a cool face.
He is cool.
I like how his like little lips or whatever are white.
Yeah.
And he's got a like the black chin.
Hello.
That was a wild weekend.
Yes, if he spoke with a British accent, cool. It would make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Helen could mess you up if she wanted to.
Yeah, Helen is much tougher than any of us.
Yes.
Sumo wrestling people are tough.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they
like,
are.
They're not just like big fat people pushing each other around. I mean, the strength.
Yeah.
So she's
like they allow themselves like to eat and get huge, but at the same time, I think they're like doing stuff to like be huge underneath all of that Yeah.
Chubb, too.
She was just like, ah! Like the dwarf just exploded in splinters.
I bet.
Meet my mortician friend! Give me James Bond!
I just see the friend.
I feel like the friend is just like Paul Bearer from...
He's like, oh!
Carrying like a... Carrying
your
something.
Remains shall go in this urn!
Yeah. What a duo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The sumo and the mortician.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Undertaker shows up. Bust your door in.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Oh, you really screwed up now.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
You've upset my friend. My sumo wrestling friend.
I'm
You've pissed. Upset them. And now you're going to pay the ultimate price.
James Bond's a terrible.
You're going to die.
You're listening to Sumo and the Mortician.
Yeah.
On Dave and Chuck the Brill.
I would buy that tag team's t-shirt.
I know you would. What a crazy pair. Yeah, yeah. There's
no pictures of the
no picture of the more. I'm gonna look her up.
Yeah, look her up.
I'm sure she's not impressive in any way, but the cat's the star.
You'd want some like muscle with you too. Like you wouldn't call a weak little lady to help you. If you're gonna call in some help.
Bring in some.
I don't think she needs. I think she just brought her hot girlfriend in or something.
Mm.
Just like, yeah, the mortician aspect of it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, James Bond's like, oh, my mom said she's crazy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have messed with my mom.
You shouldn't have messed with me, mom.
James Bond needs his own Instagram account.
I
would follow him.
I bet he probably has it.
Yeah, he's an incredible cat.
I don't know. If I had that cat, I might think about it. That cat has an awesome face.
Yeah, he does. He's a cool looking cat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that could be her there.
Second there.
That could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, look at the grizzled look on her face.
That's MySpace, though.
She's 34.
Yeah, it would have been.
That could be her.
So is that her with the short hair in the middle?
No. I would think it's to the left. I think it's the middle one.
No, but two to the left. The photo, two to the left. Not, no, down.
Oh, that.
That.
That's the sumo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
I call this one the cremation, bitch!
I call this one the cremation, bitch.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, showed up with about,
guns.
400 pounds of fun.
Yeah. We'll get that cat back.
Yeah. Nothing middleweight about him.
No. One went through the door, one went through the wall.
That Helen
style.
That Helen is a masculine looking lady.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that to her.
Nope. No, I wouldn't say it to her face. But honestly, you just saw that picture?
Yeah, I think it was a guy.
Yeah. Total dude.
Yeah. I think it was a guy.
I think I found James Bond's Instagram.
Oh, no way! You found James Bond!
Are you sure that's James Bond?
Incredible.
Looks just like?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
James Bond.
I told you, you can't have a cat like that and not have it on. Is it just called James Bond?
Mm-hmm. James Bond the cat. Spy cat, human, dog, all of the above.
James Bond the cat, he does.
Is that him?
That's got to be. No, wait.
Oh.
No, the face is a little different.
Oh, it's all. Yeah, because the other one's face has got the two white cheeks. That's a different James Bond, but it is also great.
Yeah.
There's several James Bond the cat Instagrams.
I like that one's an awesome cat, too.
It looks a lot like the other James Bond.
There's guys.
Like at least three James Bond the cat Instagrams.
Are they all black and white?
No.
Two are
just all gray.
Mm. But this one is the closest, but it doesn't look the face is different.
No, his face is different.
Yeah.
It's the same style cat, but the other one is reversed.
Right, it's
the real James Bond.
Some white on its head.
Yeah, and then its chin is black and its cheeks are white.
I do love a cat named James Bond.
I do.
Yeah, too. Me too.
And there's another one. How many people named their cats James Bond?
Well, you know what? I think it's a, is it a lot of people from the UK? Because those gray cats with the folded ears, that's like a Scottish fold.
Tennessee.
Or
it's probably a lot of people from here that do it.
Tennessee.
James Bond, Tennessee. Get in here. It's dinner time.
Tennessee James Bond's a totally different James Bond.
Come on, James Bond.
Oh, my God. That was a British short hair. Super Secret Service Agent 009. You only get 9 lives.
And that's Brooklyn. That one's from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome cat, too.
I love those kind of cats.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that's Bane.
Yeah, that is the Bane cat.
Oh, yeah,
that is
Bane. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, a couple of penis injuries to get to this morning. As I said, both committed by mouths, both of a different kind. The first one, a teenager rushed to the hospital after a 4-foot python hiding in his toilet bit his penis.
Jeez.
Got him, huh? Leaving blood spurting everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they have teeth.
Syrupop Muscarat.
What?
Syrupop Muscarat, 18-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the toilet, felt a sudden searing pain in his dong.
Yeah. Can't imagine what it feels like.
Rushed to the hospital for stitches. After looking down and seeing the python with its jaws clamped around the tip of his penis.
I mean, you just grab and start.
You got to pry it open.
You got to do the King Kong, right?
Yeah, you have to. You have to, like...
You're doing the King Kong.
What do you mean by the King Kong?
King Kong grabbed a dinosaur by the two parts of his jaw and broke his head open.
You have to King Kong your
dog. You have to King Kong it free.
Syrupop said he screamed in terror.
Screamed in terror.
As this happened in central Thailand, north of Bangkok, he was rushed to the nearby Bang Yai Hospital. So his injuries could be treated. Doctors gave Syrupop 3 stitches in the tip of his penis and treated the bite wound with wash to kill any bacteria from the python's fangs. He said, I was just using the toilet, but a few moments after I sat down, I felt a sudden horrible pain in my penis.
Oh, my God.
I looked down and see there was a snake hanging from me.
Yeah,
that's alarming. There was blood everywhere.
It was 4 feet, so that's like a baby, right?
There's pictures of the after, and it looks like a murder scene.
Yep, I want to see.
There's so much blood.
Well, your donger can't.
Let's get a gander at this penis.
Yeah, see, like, so that's a small python, but I mean, it's going to do the damage.
Look at the blood everywhere.
Like it looks like it squirted.
Yes.
We probably had a vein.
There's the dude you're recreating
it. Really sucked the pretty bad. I tell you, I just sat down on a leg of these.
The bathroom was covered with blood after he was bitten by the 4-foot snake. The snake has been released back into the woodlands, they say. He says he hopes his penis can recover. They arrived at the home, animal handlers did, began searching for the snake, which was still coiled up in the toilet bowl. They had to use snake-catching equipment to get it. Measured about 4 feet long. They have no idea how it got into the house. They believe possibly through the drain connected to the toilet.
Sure.
They are thankful, though, it was a non-venomous python.
They really made him do all the...
Oh, yeah, they did. They
put action shots as he's recreating
looks
the
like
incident.
He's on the news or something, too.
He's even made him hold his phone in the hand like he was when he was actually on the toilet.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a bunch of penis blood.
Dude. Yep. So he dropped a missile and it hit that snake, and then the snake got pissed.
Yeah. I was like,
dude. I'm gonna make you pay.
Seriously. Did you just poop on me?
I'm gonna bite your penis.
A lot of S's.
Yeah. Contained scene some viewers may find distressing.
All right.
Distressing.
We're ready.
Big warning.
Oh, he's gonna.
Oh, so the snake is still in there and all the blood.
Oh, my God, there's so much blood, you guys. That's better than be blood and not diarrhea splatter, right?
No, it's blood.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of blood. Holy hell.
Oh, that snake's still alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got him.
Oh, man, huh? Oh, blood all throughout the hall.
Well, you run, right? Yeah. You're screaming, your penis is bleeding, you've got a snake on it.
I know how you'd react.
Oh, the blood is everywhere. Holy blood! Oh, my God. Yeah, that poor bastard, too. He's 18, he's got to run with his dong out all throughout the house. And
well, and then go get it stitched up at a Thai hospital.
Stitched.
I know, yeah, whatever that wash was that they threw on it. I don't trust it.
Oh, that's bad times for that poor guy, though. Again, he's hopeful it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know yet.
That's the most distressing part.
Yeah. Mm. He did say that he's thankful to the people that came to catch the snake, but he says he will be scared every time he goes to the toilet now.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a real fear in, like, snake areas.
I'm glad
I don't live in a real snaky area.
Yeah. You know? It's good not to live.
We got a few snakes around here, but not like that.
Well, I don't know what you'd have to like almost like build something that was like a seat that's like maybe 3 feet above the toilet after something that traumatic.
Oh, yeah. It really drops down. You're dropping bombs.
You're right. Yeah, I think you'd be scared.
Yeah.
Right?
If that definitely climb on a ladder to get up there.
Right. Hovering over it.
Mm-hmm.
The second penis injury story of the day was because of a different mouth. A wife bit off her husband's penis when he wouldn't get a rat out of their bedroom.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah, I mean, he should have got the rat, but that was excessive.
Yeah. Lucky Chuck, that time that you fled.
Well, I'm glad you didn't bite it off of me.
When you left the little mouse in the studio. And you fled, right? You ran for your life.
Would have been pretty crazy if the result of that was one of you bit my donger off. Like, whoa, that would have been big news. That would have been some crazy news.
Yeah. The show wouldn't have continued. Yeah,
like, no, whoa, how in the world?
Show fell apart.
Even
I don't even know what you'd say.
Show
fell apart when they bit.
What happened was they held me down and bit off my penis.
Yeah.
It just would have never happened. This would have never happened.
Yeah, we would have been. That would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
Years ago. Luckily, no, that didn't happen to you. But 52-year-old Abraham Musanda, who's from the Zambian town of Kitwe, was attacked by his 40-year-old wife, Mukapa, following a fight about a rat. She came home from drinks with pals and saw the rat in their bedroom.
That's no fun.
She had to run out. She ordered her husband to get it out of the bedroom because there's no way she could sleep with a rat in their room. He was exhausted. Said, no. Just
he's
go.
Too tired. He's
too like, tired.
Just go to
he's,
bed
he was
with the rat
already. Told her she should sleep somewhere else if she was worried about it. Well, that's when she ran back into the room and sunk her teeth into his penis.
Man, that is...
causing what they describe as a major tear.
Major tear.
They are now separated.
Yes, that's good.
But they're still living under the same roof for now.
Oh
no.
Just in separate rooms.
That's awkward at the breakfast.
That's when you put the tape up. Yeah, this half is mine.
You stay over there.
Yeah.
Chompers.
Yeah. The rat was like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Even I were crazy. Mr. Musanda was rushed to the hospital for urgent medical treatment following the incident. They say that they do believe he should be fine.
Mm. No, that's not. Still, there's some words in there.
We do believe he don't know for sure. They don't know for sure.
You can't have it bitten almost right off and...
The wife is facing several charges.
Yeah.
He could have bled out because that thing
Zimbabwe.
Was
huge.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you get some rat traps after that for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take him a little more seriously.
That'll teach you to get up. Going to Home Depot.
What are you up to today?
Going to Home Depot, get some rat traps.
Rat traps.
Really? Mm. I'm going to take it real easy walking down those aisles because... You know, the old Janssen's not in great shape after
bit off.
Wife's freak out.
They do things a little differently in different countries, as you know. A suspected cell phone thief was arrested in General Santos City in the Philippines following a police investigation that's kind of similar to the Cinderella story.
Okay.
As the fairy tale goes, the prince was able to find Cinderella, who ran away from the ball after midnight, by trying on a glass slipper that she left behind at the castle. Well, based on this police report, this suspect entered a house and was seen carrying the victim's cell phone out of it. The suspect immediately fled, but did leave behind one thing, something I could leave behind.
A flip-flop.
One rubber flip-flop.
Oh, my God.
Easy to lose.
Yeah. When they were looking for suspects, they brought the flip-flop with them, and they made the dude try it on. Not only that, they noticed he was wearing only one flip-flop.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway. You have the exact matching one.
No, not mine.
They're doing it just like the Cinderella cartoon.
Really totally. Like the cop hands. Is putting it on the, yeah. the suspect.
Daintily.
Like he's Cinderfella.
Yeah, Cinderfella.
So yeah, they did make him try it on. It was a perfect fit.
Pink too, huh?
Yeah. Tropical. They sell only tropical
in the
flops
Philippines.
There.
Yeah. You can only get tropical flops.
Yeah.
What a great company.
All
if that's
the pastels.
Not taken, I want to start tropical flops.
Trop flops.
Yep. Flops.
I'm sure they have. I mean, it's.
But not probably a company called that.
No, probably not.
Drop flops.
I'm not sure anyone's really
I
looking
think it's
at
too
the
late
brand.
To get into the flip flop.
I think so.
What? It's never too late.
Is it real competitive?
Well, I would think so. There's a lot of makers of flip flops.
I'm but a simple amateur flip flop maker.
It's too late to get into the flip flop game.
Come on, it's never too late.
You go to a bank, you have a big meeting, you're like, here's my idea.
Flip flops.
Trop flop.
You go on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Shark Tank. Yeah. You're like, I'm out. I'm out.
Nobody's biting.
I'm out. You guys with a catchy name and some great designs? Trop well, flops would be huge. Tropical flops?
They already have so many tropical flops.
Yes, but not a company based on them.
No, but there
Who
is
cares?
Another. What is there? There's Reef or whatever. That's one of the companies that makes all the cool ones.
Oh, boring.
You might be they've able, got the bottle cap opener inside
I'm telling
of them.
You, and, Dave Hunter's Trop Flops. Huge.
I'd buy a pair of your Trop Flops.
Thanks,
Dave.
You. Thanks you, James.
Thanks you, James.
Thanks you, James.
Welcome yep. you too.
Lisa apparently not in.
Well, no. Because I think Lisa knows that if you went to Thailand and tried to open up Trop Flops, you'd be in competition with like a million other pastel colored flops. Like, look at how
oh,
many.
Man, those first ones pretty yeah. sweet.
You know, there's those so cool. many. That was yeah. That was when you put them in. They were like the first ones that showed up. From Zappos.
You got to go against all the artisans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
I feel like
it's a tough world.
And you a catchy it's name tough. Works for people.
Yeah. They'll
right?
remember.
Hey, are those Trop Flops?
It does,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, exactly.
Trop Flops.
I love them.
Are you expecting to have like TV those. Commercials that are playing?
Trop Flops.
Like, I've never seen a commercial for flip flops.
Flop into the trop. With Trop Flops.
Yeah.
They're pretty ugly, really. Tropical flip-flops.
Tropical flip-flops.
I know, but they only sell in tropical locations, Lise. This is where people wear them.
Like, I think
and it's beach people.
I'd be huge in Florida.
Do you know how many of those like purple or like the blue style that I've seen just in my travels? So many people buy those style, right?
You know how you'd get me is if the thong part of the flop, yeah. you could guarantee would never snap.
Oh, indestructible
toughest
flops.
Wow. Toughest.
Yeah, world's toughest flip-flops.
Try and flop out of these.
That's it. World's toughest flip-flops.
Yeah.
Trop flops.
Well,
that'd be
also,
your niche.
That's another thing you don't really want to have. You want your flops to fail because then they got to come back and buy another pair of flops. You want people to wear them for long enough that they
they're like
get sick of them.
Disposable
or,
almost.
Yeah. I mean, they are, Dave, $1.99.
Well, some are. Some are.
It's such a bad idea.
The same ones, like $15.60.
I know, but
so
that's
what I mean.
There's
good money to be made per flop.
Yeah. If it's a dollar to make them.
But you're so, if you're not just buying the ones that are $1.99, you got big problems.
Because no, there's no difference. The ones are the ones that will destroy your feet, one. And they cause possible severe injuries.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
How are you going to make them better? You know,
well,
support?
They'll be
arch support.
They'll be indestructible thong sections and wonderful tropical designs.
You could do almost like a Wolverine boot kind of thing, too, where like you could keep getting them rebuilt.
Or like send them back in. If they ever break, go ahead and send them back in the trop flops.
Back to trop flops.
It's a big cowboy and flip flops.
Cowboy and flip flops is great. Whispers.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying. Last forever, and if they don't, for some strange
reason. All it takes
reason.
Sometimes is a catchy name, and Troplops
yeah.
is available.
Dave Hunter will rebuild them himself at Troplops. What's your price point on these Rockport?
No, we'll start at $19.99 and work our way up from there.
So a $20 right. quality Troplop.
Yeah. That's your entry level.
Yeah.
You need a good jingle, too.
Yeah. I'm going to work on that.
Flip into the trap.
Drop into the tropics.
Drop flops.
That's it. There we go. Done. Yeah,
just drop flops.
Brilliant. Drop into the tropics. Drop flops.
We should get some calls today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I bet Dave's phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Dave, I'm all in on drop flops.
You can try. You come here, stop that, or we kill you.
Would do, right?
Yeah, would.
The beach flop makers?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.